afternoon, councillors and visitors. I declare the meeting today on 5 o'clock. So, move straight into it. Apologies. Any declaration of interest? At the hands of the CEO.
Mr. President, we do have a multiple for item 1.1.4. We will address that at meeting, but all councillors and myself have declared interest for that particular item.
Thank you. Response from the previous, there is no previous question time. Public question time. Mr. Crafter.
Too bad. That's better. Good afternoon, everybody. Is it on? Well, there's a green light on, so it must be on. Okay, I've got two questions, and I think with three bits in each question. The first one is Yallaudine. Can the Shire request main roads to change the speed limit going through Yallaudine, as there's nobody living there? It's 90 k's an hour. Going through Borough Coppin, it's 110 k's an hour, and there's people living there, so I don't see why we can't change the speed limit, or main roads can't change the limit. Another problem with them, it is that building out there is an absolute eyesore. I think maybe the Shire could ring the write to the owners, ask them to clean up the site if it's possible. It's a good place out there for people to go and visit. Tourism could be a good, I don't know, you could probably put a history of Yallaudine thing up there if they ever clean up the place, but it's an absolute eyesore and you don't like seeing it on the way to Kalgoorlie. Now, my next question is road closures. Is it possible to place cameras on the road closed signs on our gravel roads so we can see who it is driving down the roads and wrecking them, usually heavy trucks that ignore the signs? It's expensive to keep our roads in good condition when it's dry, but much worse when it rains. As a ratepayer, it would be cheaper to install cameras than to keep fixing gravel roads. Plus, the revenue would help with maintenance and probably pay for the cameras. So, something to think about.
Thanks, Kay, for your questions. In regards to the Yallaudine, you certainly can follow up with main roads. We can contact the owners at Yallaudine and we can follow up those with the relevant individuals. In regards to road closures, yes, it is possible to put cameras up. I guess the only caveat I'll put on that is in terms of logistics, we've got lots of roads. It'd be an expensive exercise to put cameras on all of them. We can try and manage the high volume ones where required. So that's something that we'll look at. We do have a couple of portable cameras that we can utilise. So we'll through the existing manager infrastructure, we can sort of look at our best to manage that if practical. And obviously, if we do catch people in the act, we're willing to deal with them as required. But it is down to whether we catch them and the evidence is sufficient to be able to take action. But we will look at all those.
Thank you. No other questions? Moving on to 6.1, special meeting of council minutes for the council meeting on the 9th of October. Recommendation is there. Mover? Councillor Green, Councillor Rose. All in favour? Pass. 6.2, ordinary council meeting minutes for the 16th of October. Minutes are there. Mover? Councillor Bradford. Green. All in favour? Carried. 6.3, special meeting of council minutes, 21st of October. The minutes are there for reading. Mover? Councillor Bradford? Councillor Green? All in favour? Carried. 6.4, Shire of Yilgarn Audit Risk Improvement Committee meeting, Thursday, 16th of October. Mover, Councillor Bradford. Councillor Rose. All in favour? Passed. 6.5, WeRock Incorporated Board meeting on Tuesday, the 14th of October. I move for the minutes. Councillor Bradford. Councillor Newbury. All in favour? Carried. 6.6, Whitbelt North Sub-Regional Road Group meetings, Tuesday, the 28th of October. Minutes are there. Councillor Guarini. Councillor Newbury. All in favour? Carried. 6.7, Yilgarn History Museum Advisory Committee, Friday, the 5th of November. Minutes are there. Councillor Rose, Councillor Bradford, in favour? Carried. Item 7, presentations and participations. Have you got it yet? Item 8, delegates report. Councillor Greenwich.
October the 21st, the electors meeting, and the dinner to farewell Councillor Wayne Della Bosca. November the 12th, the Yilgarn Iron presentation, and November the 20th, the Water Court presentation.
Okay, 21st of October, attended the desktop exercise for emergency on the airport, the electors meeting, and also the farewell dinner for Councillor Del Bosca. On the 28th of October, we've got Ag Care and the community event for Yilgarn Gold on the 12th of November.
Ms. Rose?
The 21st of October was the electors meeting and the dinner, and that was all for me this night.
That's great.
Yep, same for me on the 21st, just the special council meeting and the farewell dinner.
Ms. Bradford?
Same, special meeting and the farewell dinner.
Myself as the special dinner, special council meeting and the dinner on the 21st. 28th was the Sub-Regional Road Group. 12th of November was, yep, and that was all for me so far. Okay, moving on, 9.1, officer report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Item 9.1.1 is the Council Decision Establish Report. It's been updated and it is attached. I'll take the recommendation as being read.
Mover, Council Rose. Second, Council Green. All in favour? Carried.
9.1.2 is the 2025-26 Christmas and New Year closure. The plan is to close half day on the 12th of December. And then close from the 22nd through to the 2nd of January for the down Christmas closure. I will note there will be staff available during those times for various reasons, but the office of the CRC will be closed to the public during those times.
Move, Councillor
Branch,
Councillor Bradford, all in favour? Carried.
Item 9.1.3 is the council meeting dates for 2026. Same as this year, third Thursday of every month. No council meeting in January. Council meeting commences at 5 p.m. There will be a council briefing session that is conducted at 3 p.m. All council meetings to be held in the council chambers except for the September meeting, which will be held at Mount Hampton Hall. I'll take the recommendation as being read.
Nominate Councillor Bradford. Councillor Rose, on favour.
Sorry,
submissions, therefore the recommendation I'll take have been read, but it basically states that the Shire will dispose of 71 Antioch Street to Mr Gilbert Foster for a consideration of $80,000.
Councillor Rose, seconder. Councillor Greenwich, all in favour? And against?
Item 9.1.6 is the appointment of the CEO Selection Panel Independent Member in Consultancy Support. As Council will be aware, I've tendered my resignation, which will be the last day, will be the 30th of January 2026. Therefore, we will commence the process for seeking my replacement. Under the standards for Chief Executive Officer Recruitment and Selection Performance Review Determination, Council are required to endorse the CEO selection panel for the purposes of recruitment. Basically, you can have any number of councillors, up to all of council. It is also a requirement for an independent person. I have touched base with ex-Shire President Mr. Wayne Della Bosca, who has indicated his willingness to be on the panel. I also sought quotes from some consulting firms. I had a quote which was sent to council. From 150 Square, I also saw a quote from Vice Consulting, who were engaged to undertake my CEO review, but have since come back and said that they don't have the capacity to provide the services. So after speaking with the Shire President, under our purchasing policy, given the price, we do only need one quote. 150 Square are well known and have done that bit of work for us previously. So I'll take the officer recommendation as being read. We do need to determine whether or not it's a select number of councillors or if all councillors want to be involved in the process. Other than that, it's endorsing Wayne Della Bosca as the independent member, and we will endorse 150 Square as the consultancy to provide support through the process.
I request all councillors to be on the committee, please. So, calling that, I'll call for nominations. Councillor Rose. Councillor Greenwich. So all in favour of the whole council? Carried.
And just to clarify, that is also in a nomination, just because we have to meet alternative decision that the council will engage 150 Square to undertake the...
Oh, it's not on there.
Yeah, that's fine. Item 9.1.7 is proposed amendment to local law. As Council will be aware, late 2024, we undertook the process of reviewing local laws. From that review, we looked to implement three new local laws, which replaced some old and some were brand new. Despite using the longer pro forma local laws, after going to the standards panel, there was a number of reference issues in the local law relating to public places and local government property and training amendment local law. At the September Council meeting, Council undertook to the Joint Standing Committee a number of undertakings to address the discrepancies in the local law, which was carried. We now need to move amendment local law to make those amendments. So, a bit of a convoluted process, but we basically need to make a new local law to amend the old local law. So there's a recommendation of the papers as being read. The process is the same as it has happened in the beginning. We need to do the public consultation process. So basically it is giving council, providing myself the ability to put out local public or statewide public notice of the proposed local law, put it out for public consultation. We'll come back to council in due course to cover that. We'll go through the process to amend the local law.
Councillor Greenwich, seconder. Councillor Green, everyone's read it all and understands it. All in favour? Anyone against?
Mr. President, 9.1.8 is the purchase of lots 10 and 12 at the Antioch Street, Southern Cross. About 3 years ago, upon multiple requests from the department, council was determined to sell lots 9 to 12, 50 Antioch Street, due to their, at the time, desperate need for housing for growing housing purposes. us. We did originally ask for the price to be the same price as what we sold them to. They've come back and said that that's not suitable, which is disappointing given that we are going to make a movement straight away. And either Siaka or our own housing needs in the next year or two, they will have housing on there. But regardless, we're not in a position to negotiate, so I think there is a need for housing, albeit we've got to pay a little bit more than what we got for them 3 years ago. It's still a reasonable price to get some land that we can tackle straight away. So the recommendation is there. I'll take it as being read. It is basically that we will purchase lots 10 and 12, 50 Antwerp Street from the Department of Communities for a price of $8,500 each. There will be a contingency for conveyance and costs as well. Noting that the funds are unbudgeted at this stage, but given they are generally immaterial to the budget overall, we will look at adjusting that through the mid-year budget review process.
Councillor Rose, Councillor Bradford, pardon me. All in favour? Anyone want to speak against it?
Thank you, Mr. President. 9.1.9 is a Central East Accommodation and Care Alliance housing development. So following on, as mentioned, as part of SIACA, we are in looking at the housing program to get 54 units into the Wheatbelt region. The Shire Yilgarn had originally earmarked two lots for two houses. As part of that, there was a promise we put in 10%. The budget has a $100,000 provision to put our 10% in. So there's two parts to this. One is we need to look at providing the land to Siaka. The other is an adjustment of the cost. Due to Shire Meriden pulling out the Siaka housing program, we have been offered an extra unit, which means we have three. But further to that, the Shire Court and Shire Plant Garen have pulled out of Siaka, so Siaka's looking to sell their lots. The funding from that will cover half of the Shire's 10%. So, whilst I'll take the recommendations being read, it is basically that we are transferring lots 7, 8 and 10 to the department, and we are signing up for 3 units through the Siaka Housing Program, to Siaka, and we are signing up for 3 lots, but given that they're now only 25% of the cost, for 3 will cost us $75,000, which is still budgeted over $100,000. So, recommendation has been read, but that's the process.
Mover, Councillor Greeny, Councillor Bradford, all in favour? Gary.
And that is all, thank you, Mr. President.
Executive Manager of Corporate Services.
First one up for me is financial reports for October, or for the period ending 31st of October 2025. Haven't had any questions prior to the meeting, so any questions for this?
Just one question, Cameron. EFT 178.
This is the financial reports.
Just let me know when I can ask that one.
Yeah, next one.
Thank you.
Moving for the report, Councillor Rose. Councillor Bradford, all in favour? Gary?
Okay, this one's the payments made from the period 1st to the 31st of October 2025. Again, I've had no questions prior to the meeting. Obviously, there is one recent at the meeting.
Yes, EFT 17184. It's to zone for surveying. Can you explain what that surveying was?
Off the top of your head, I have to look into it for you.
All right, thank you.
And that was 17184, wasn't it?
17184, yes.
Yeah, I'll look in and get back to you. But the recommendation there I was taking is read, so.
I'll move it, please. Councillor Bradford, second up. Councillor Rose, all in favour? Carried.
The next one up is a request for refund for the interest that had already council in this. This was the ratepayers' responsibility to keep council up to date as to where the forwarding addresses for any rates notices are. And you would expect that even if it's a deceased estate, the state would be aware of a fairly significant portion of land with a fairly significant rateable value. So we deemed it not a hardship problem or not a hardship request and denied it on behalf of the council. The ratepayer was then quite adamant that she would want a resolution of council, and so the result is this recommendation. And I'll take it as read.
Have a motion for the motion, please. Councillor Bradford, second. Councillor Brannage, anyone else speak? All in favour? Against? Carried.
Yeah, that's me then.
Executive Manager for Infrastructure.
Yep, 9.3.1 is out of budget to purchase portable traffic lights for those child projects. As discussed, we need to meet the regulations for traffic management. These are suitable to make that to meet all those regulations. It's approved by Main Roads, Oz Roads, so this will take a bit of the risk off the operators on safe work weather statement, because that's the first thing they've got to sign, so it's, that the TMP has been followed. So I take it the officer's recommendation has been read. Have a mover. Councillor Rose. Councillor Newbury. You want to speak for it? Against it? All in favour? Carried. And 9.3.2, shovel-ready project, the Regional Roads Group Program. We were notified that the Regional Roads Group Program was looking for shovel-ready projects after the funding pool was increased by the state. It was increased significantly. We have the biggest project. We brought down one extra, or we brought one forward, which is Cranbourne Road. We're currently working on Cranbourne Road. They saw that favourably, as we would roll straight on to the next part of the program. We've already extended the job on Cranbourne Road. We've passed what the application was, and this will extend it even more. We'll end up with around between 7 and 8 kilometres sealed there, which will only leave about 4 kilometres left to construct and seal. There's a significant amount of work for our crew.
Just got one question, please, is that with this actually going ahead now, are we going to be able to keep up with this extra job now and everything else that we've got in the pipeline?
That is a programming problem that I have at the moment. We don't have the ability to do all the jobs that are currently in the program. We already have a full program. We will look at ways of working around it, whether we can bring in more contractors to do some of our work. But remembering that some of our work is council funded, we try and get rid of all the funded money first. So we utilise Regional Roads for Recovery fund first, so when you come into the council funded jobs, it's your money. If it's not spent, it's not a big deal, but it would carry some over, and there is some carryover from last year. We were $1 million short of our program last year, and this would shape up to be $1 million short if we can't engage more contractors.
So with this road then going forward, we've got a list of roads that are on our agenda, what we need to be doing. What roads are going to be falling off, or how are we going to basically the projects that are on place at the moment, we going to manage with the workforce?
I'll have to bring back to council. The council's already asked for a program, change of the program, and see how it affects the program. So I'll bring that back and see how it fits, see how our productivity fits within the program, and see what we can physically do. And I'll have to report back to council.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Put forward the motion. All in favour? Anyone against? Carried. Applications for leave for absence? There's none. Applications for which previous notice has been given? There's none. New business or of urgent nature? Zero. Confidentiality. We move item 13. Councillor Rose, Councillor Green, I'll have to ask everyone to vacate the room for the time. It's a confidential item, Joel. Yes. I'll call you back in.
Yes, Mr. President.
You vacate the room?
Due to confidential items being discussed, the meeting has been closed to the public, and as such the audio recording of this meeting has paused, and will resume when the meeting is reopened to the public.
Questions?